Okay, the Moisai, today's daf is daf pei dalet, which of course is the same letters as daf. Daf pei dalet, just in reverse.
They have a group.
Exactly. And we're holding on the bottom of pei gimel amid beis, four lines for the bottom, where the Gemara brings the Mishnah Tanan, Anshi Chotzev, Anshi Marpeses. Now, needless to say, to understand the discussion in the Gemara, we have to go back a little bit to understand what we learned yesterday in the afternoon in the Mishnah on the Amud Beis, as well as the Gemara, and that hopefully will be a nice segue to understanding the Gemara today. With your kind permission, we'll go over the Mishnah once again. We'll do it quickly, and then we'll get the highlights of the Gemara, and then we'll go into our Gemara for today. So the Mishnah said, "Anshi chotzer anshi marpeses shishokchu v'loy irvu." You have a chotzer which is right next to marpeses. Marpeset in modern day Hebrew is a terrace or a balcony sticking out of somebody's apartment. But in the times of Chazal, the marpeses was more like a second floor landing, where people who lived on the second floor would climb up to the marpeset, usually with a ladder, and they would either live on the same level as the marpeset, or even one story higher, as we'll see in the Gemara. So now, the chotzer and the marpeset were very close to one another, and they could have, theoretically, made an eruv together. But unfortunately, shakhu, they forgot. V'loy eruv, and they did not make a joint eruv. But rather, each one made their own separate eruv. Okay. Now, we're not worried about the people in the chotzer carrying the chotzer, and the people in the marpeset carrying the marpeset. Each one of them made their own separate eruv. What our concern is, what happens if you have something very distinctive in the middle of the chotzer, whether that is bottle to the chotzer people, that they can use it, or whether it's bottle to the marpeset use people, that they can use it, or perhaps both can use it, or perhaps nobody can use it. And that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss.
It doesn't seem like the chotzer and the marpeset are at the same level.
They're not. 100% right. But they are adjacent to one another. The chotzer is on the same level as the first floor of that house. The marpeset is a second floor. Rashi on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph seems to indicate that the first floor was not ground floor like we are accustomed to, but rather the first floor itself was somewhat halfway basement level. You had to go down a few steps, and so that therefore the marpeset was not hugely above the chotzer down below, it was only slightly above the chotzer down below by several tvachim. We'll see more. Anyway, so you have the anshi chotzer, anshi marpeset. They didn't make a joint eruv. Koshe gavoy yud tvachim. If you find in the middle of the chotzer a mound, for instance, which is 10 tvachim tall. Now, since the marpeset people are approximately 10 tvachim from the ground, for them this is easy access, because it's level with them. Masha Enkein, the people that are down below on the chotzer, they have to go and strain to be able to go and use this mound, because it's 10 tvachim tall. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, that if it's 10 tvachim l'marpeset, we're going to go and give the usage of this mound on Shabbos to the marpeset people. It'll be part of their ability to carry and their ability to go shkoyach. And their ability to go and use it. However, if it's only 9 tvachim or 8 tvachim, so then it's a little bit more difficult for the marpeset people, because they have to bend over, but it's easier for the chotzer people, because it gets close to their hand, the level of their hands or the levels of their arms, and therefore it's lechotzer. And the Mishnah gives another two examples, not only a mound, but a case of a chulias habar. We had a bar, and they dug out from underneath the bottom of the bar a chulia, meaning they took out the earth, which is the way you would normally go and dig out a bar, get the earth out. But instead of carting the earth away, they made an embankment around the bar on top, which is called a chulia. And in fact, that was 10 tvachim tall. Or there was a cellar, there was a boulder that was gevoyim asara tvachim, 10 tvachim tall. Okay, so this is really the same case as before. Since it's 10 tvachim, we give it to the marpeset people, because for them it's almost level with where they are, because they are a little higher, and these two are a little bit higher. Pachas Mikan, however, if they're lower than 10 tvachim, only 9 or 8 tvachim, then it's more comfortable for the Chotzer people to use it, and therefore the Chotzer people will get it. And then the Mishnah adds, Medabar Mun Besmucha, that Stavka, if this mound, or this boyer, or the selat happen to be close to the marpeset. Amuflegis, what happens if it's the middle of the chatzar, it's far away, even if it's 10 tvachim tall, where normally I said if it's 10 tvachim tall, we hand it over to the marpeset people, but for the marpeset people to be able to go and use that boyer, selat, mound, they have to go and traipse, so they have to go and throw, and therefore it's difficult for them, and therefore we give it to the chatzar people. How do we define what is close and what is far? If it's within 4 tvachim from the marpeset, then we go and give either the tel, that's the mound, or the chulias abar, or the sela to the marpeset people. But if it's 5 tvachim, 6 tvachim, then we give it to the chotzer people, as we'll see Mirchim in the Gemara. Good. So the Mishnah on the surface is quite straightforward. And now what the Gemara introduces from here to the bottom of the Amud is that when we are comparing whether one side or the other side can go and use a particular middle area, we have three expressions. We have Pesach, we have Goiva, and we have Shulshul. I said Goiva, really Zrika. We have Pesach, Zrika, and Shulshul. What do these mean? Pesach means that it is so easy to access, it's as if you open the door, open the window, it's right there, easy access. What means Zrika? It means it's not so easy to access and to use. You have to go and throw something up high because it's a little bit taller than expected or than your normal usage. And Shulshul is the other way around, that you have to go and lower something, for instance, if you have a bar, where you can't easily access it, but you have to lower things into the bar to go and draw the water or what have you. Okay, so now we have two competing interests. Let's take the case of our Mishnah, that you have, for instance, a chotzer on one side, and you have a marpes. Well, for the next few lines, we're going to revert back to earlier Mishnayos, where there we were talking about two chatzeres. So now, if you have two chatzeres, and in between you have a chaloin, you have a window, who has the right to go and use that windowsill? So pshita, lezeh bepesach ulezeh bepesach, we had that was the first Mishnah in Perek HaChaloin. That's why it was called HaChaloin, because this Mishnah starts off with Chaloin. That was not HaChaloin, it's Perek Chaloin. That was the Mishnah back on Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. Chaloin Shebein Beis Chatzeres Dalet Al Dalet, etc. Ma'arv Mishnayim Ve'im Ma'arv Nefas. So who can go and use that windowsill? Everybody can use a windowsill. It has easy access to both. Pesach Ulezeh BePesach. So that's a chaloin shebein shtei chatzeres. Now what happens if it's a little bit more difficult? Lezeh bezrika, lezeh bezrika. The only way that you can use it is by throwing upwards. That's the next Mishnah. Hine koisel shebein beis chatzeres. That was a Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amid Beis, where the Mishnah said over there that if you have a koisel between two chatzeres, and it was 4 wide, and you have peiros on top of the koisel, both sides can go and access those peiros and eat them at the top, but don't bring any down, and don't bring anything up. Why? Because we don't want to interfere A with B's rights and B's with A's rights. It's under the jurisdiction of both. So both of them can go and use it, even though for neither of them is it easy access. It's not a Pesach. It's a Zrika. In fact, how are they going to get there? Presumably, they're going to have to go up on a ladder. So in that case, Haina Koisel Shebein Beis Chatzeros. And again, both sides can go and use the top of that 4 tvachim wide koisel. And then we had a third case, lezeh b'shulshul, if for both sides of a charitz, you had a deep ditch in the street, in the mavoi, and that was filled with various items, for instance, tfu or peiros or whatever. And now lezeh b'shulshul, the people on the right of that charitz, that is the chotzer A, and the people on the left, chotzer B, they have again the same accessibility, not easy accessibility. They got to bend over, and that's the case of the Chrishim being Beis Chatzeres. So in all of these cases, they've both been on equal footing. Both Pesach, both Zrika, both Shulshul. Now let's mix it up a little bit. What about the Zeb Pesach or the Zeb Zrika? From one side, they can use it easy access. It's like a Pesach, like an opening. But the other one has to have exert more force by throwing something on top. No, Hayne de Rabba Rav Huna Amar Rav Nachman. What was that case? That was a case that we had back on Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, where you had a koisel between two chatzeros, where one chatzer was higher level, the other chatzer was lower level. That is, the ground was higher or lower. So the Gemara said Rabba Rav Huna Amar Rav Nachman, we're going to give it to the Zeh Tashmishoi Bekal or Benachas. We're going to give it to the side where it's more easily accessible. So again, if you have this wall, and on one side you have lower, the ground level is low, so from the ground until the top of the wall is 10 tvachim, so that's difficult to access unless you throw something upwards. On the other hand, if you live on the other side, where you're only 5, 6, 7 tvachim, so then it's much easier. And that's what the Gemara is telling us, that, in other words, your ground level to the top of the wall is only 5 tvachim or 6 tvachim, so then, you know, it's waist high or even lower, so much easier to go and access. So in that case, Rabbi Huna Amar Rabbi Nachman said, we're not going to give both sides the right to work and to use the top of the wall, but the only one that is the Lezeb Pesach, the one that is closer because it's only 4 or 5 tvachim down from the height, from the top of the wall. Now you can have the other way around with Zeb Pesach or Zeb Shoshal and Hayned Rav Shizbi Amar Rav Nachman. What was that case? You had a case over there. It's almost identical to Rabba Bar Rav Huna's case, but it's the mirror image. In other words, not that we had a wall and one level of the ground was 10 tvachim from the height of the wall, and the other side was only 3 or 4 or 5 tvachim from the height of the wall, but quite to the contrary, we're talking about a chritz, a hole in the floor, a crevice, a crack, a ditch. And to go and access that, one side of the ditch was 10 tvachim higher, so it's obviously much more difficult for them to draw water or put things down or bring things up from that charitz. On the other side of the charitz, it was only 3 tvachim or 5 tvachim higher, so it's much easier for them. So once again, Rav Shizbi said, we're going to give the usage of that charitz to the lezeh that it is there with Pesach, the one that is close, rather than to one that lezeh b'shoshel, the one that has to exert much more energy to go and lower the bucket or himself to go and get out the contents or whatever's inside that chritz. So that is the background to our Gemara. Now comes our Gemara, and we're going to talk about where Amar of Nachman lezeh b'shoshel ulezeh b'zrika mai. What happens if they're not on the same level in the sense they're both Pesach, both Zrika, or both Shoshul, and there is no clear-cut, easier accessibility to one than the other. One of them to go and get to this has to do a Shoshul, go down. The other one to get to it would have to do a Zrika from on top. So for both of them, it's not easy access. Question is, what do you do in such a circumstance under such a case? If you're wondering what such a case would look like, you have pictures in the art scroll where you have on one side, for instance, people living in a marpeset, so then you have a mound down below, and beyond the mound, then you have a lower chotzer. And that mound, for instance, let's say was 10 tvachim tall. So the people that are in a marpeset, if they want to go and use that mound, they have to lower things down to it, because... Am I referring to? Yes, I'm referring to. I don't know. There are four separate
different examples.
Exactly. So you have to look at what these diagrams stand for. But that's correct. You have diagrams in the art scroll, four of them, and they show you various different constructions of the various cases. Anyway, so those people that live in the Bar Peset, they live up above. They want to use that mound. They can only do b'shoshul by lowering things. Ulizebezrika, but the guys that live even lower beyond that mound, that live on ground level, they have to use Zrika to go and throw up. They have to throw things up. They have to throw things up. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, neither of them is a Pesach, and neither of the two is exactly the same. One is exerting upwards, and the other is exerting downwards. So now the question is, to whom are we going to allocate the use and utility of that mound on Shabbos? Is my Rav says each one interferes with the other one's usage. Basically, Rav saying is that they both have the same rights. Since they both have the same rights, they're both on the same level. It's like Shnei bePesach, Shnei beShilsha, Shnei beZrika. They're both the same. Shnei Masur. Shmuel Amar Noisan Oisel Zeshe beShilsha, Shilze Tashmisha beNachas, Shilze Tashmisha beKasha. Shmuel says no. The average individual would rather bend down and put things lower rather than have to go and straighten up and throw things up higher. Presumably the reason is, like the Gemara said back on Daf Ayin Zayin, because when you throw things up, it might not land where you want it to land. It might go over the wall. It might fall. It might break. So that's Tashmisha B'Kasha. Well, when you're lowering something, then you have more control over it. You just lower it slowly. So it goes down slowly, so you don't have to worry about that it would go and break. We'll go and give it to that side, to that chotzer, to that region that can use it benachas. Good. Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya to Shmuel, a kasha on Rav. Tanan, we learned that our Mishnah. The Mishnah we just learned now. Anchi chotzer v'anchi marpeses. Sheshok chuvlo yivu. They didn't go and make an erev together. If it's 10 tvachim tall, the marpeses, then we give it to the marpeses people. If it's less than 10 tvachim, we give it to the chotzer people. So it doesn't tell us where the marpeses people live. So the Gemara assumes at this point that they live on Aliyah. Aliyah means that they live on the next floor. So if you want, you can go and call it three floors. The chotzer is ground floor. Oh, so Ed is sharing with us again pictures in the art scroll that show people that are living up higher or living lower. But for those of us that have lived in Manhattan for at least
like that, you know,
for people that live in Manhattan, we understand that you can have a third floor and a fourth floor and even an 18th floor and a 20th floor. It's
duplex with the ladders outside rather than
exactly. So the Gemara assumed originally that we're talking about a situation where there are Bnei Aliyah. Bnei Aliyah means that the people that are called Bnei Marpeset in our Mishnah don't live Marpeset level, but rather they live one level higher. How do they get to the level higher? They get with a ladder. So our purpose is you can go and call it the third floor. The bottom floor is the Chotzer level, that's ground floor. And then you have the Marpeset is the second floor. And then above that, the Aliyah is the third floor. Well, my Karlu Marpeset, why do we give them the name Marpeset if they live on the third floor and not on the Marpeset floor? Because Salki Marpeset. Because for them to get down to ground level, they first have to hit the landing on Marpeset on the second floor, the terrace floor, the landing floor, and then they can go down one further to ground floor.
Is this like the situation with the railroad department, that they have to go through somebody else's house to get to their own house? Or they have to go through somebody's Marpeset to get to their own
This Marpeset was a public Marpeset. In other words, there may or may not have also been people living on the second floor. We don't know at this point. We do know people lived on the third floor. And to get to their third floor, instead of taking a ladder all the way from ground floor to third floor, there was a ladder that went first to the Marpeset level. That was a nice, large landing. People could put tables and chairs there and could sit outside when it's nice and sunny and can go and learn the daf and drink a martini or whatever. And then from there, they can go and take...
That's what's missing.
Yeah, that's what's missing, sure. And then from there, they can go and take a ladder to get to the third floor. Now, why is that so important? Because what it means is to now use the tell that we're talking about in our Mishnah, that mound which is sticking down below in the chotzer, for the people that live on the marpeses, the Gemara considers that to be more or less the same height as the mound inside the chotzer. Why? Because although, as we said, that this is the second floor, but the first floor, says Rashi, was down below. And therefore, it wasn't that much higher. If you look at the Rashi, it's a little bit ahead, but Rashi, the first of the narrow lines, Lezeb Pesach, Utravayu Boy Itsuribe, to stam marpeses loy gevia tuva. A regular marpeset is not that high. So it's only 8, 9, 10, 12, whatever, tvachim from the ground. How could that be? But people are living under the marpeset because they live subterranean. They're living in a basement or a half-basement apartment. Anyway, but we're not talking about people living in the marpeset. We're talking about people living under the Bnei Aliyah. on the Aliyah. So if they are Aliyah people, so for them to go and use this mound in the Chotzer, Kol Alma, Kol Leze B'Shulshul, the only way they can use it, because after all, they're on the third floor. They're not in the Marpesa. Marpesa level is more or less the same. But they're on the third floor, so they would have to go and dangle down something to try to draw something up from down below. Ulezen, the people that are in the Chotzer, as we said before, since it's 10 Tvachim tall, they would have to use Zrika. And what did we say in our Mishnah? That as long as this tail is within 4 Tvachim of the Marpeset people, Noisun Oisul Ezeshe B'Shulshul. Ah, so who's the one that said that? That was Shmuel. That Shmuel said that if you have a conflict, one side can use it Ayidei Shulshul, and the other side can use it Ayidei Zrika. Say Shmuel, you give it to the Shulshul people. Zeh Tashmishe Benacha, Zeh Tashmishe Bekosha. So Shver on Rav, because Rav said Shnei Masura. Everything Gemara could Amar Rav Huna, like Rav Huna is going to answer in another few lines. Lo Oisin Hadorim Bimar Peset. Hachanam Li Oisin Hadorim Bimar Peset. The premise of our question was faulty. We're not talking about people living on the Aliyah, the third floor, and they can only use the Marpeset or this mound by Shilshul. We're talking about people living on the Marpeset, which is of course the Poshep Shat in the Mishnah. Anshe Chatzavi, Anshe Marpeses. The people that live on that Marpeses. That Marpeses was only 2, 3, 4 Tzvachim higher than the mound that we have in the Chotzer. So for them it's very easy to go and use. We don't need a Shilshul situation from third floor down to using that mound, that tell. Yeah, then they obviously have to be at least 10, 20, 30 tefachim higher. That would be b'shulshul. But he was talking about more or less the same level. And that's why our Mishnah gives it to the Marpeset people rather than to the Chotzer people. So again, it's not a case of lezeh bezrika or lezeh b'shulshul. It's lezeh bezrika or lezeh b'pesach. Easy access if you live on the Marpeses. If that's Taka the Pshat, let's look at the Sefer of our Mishnah. What do we say in the Mishnah? Pochis mikan l'chotzer. That if it's less than 10 tvachim tall, it's only 9 tvachim, 8 tvachim, then we hand it over to the chotzer. Amai. L'zeb Pesach, u'l'zeb Pesach hu. After all, once it's lower than 10, it's only 8 and 9 tvachim, then we assume vis-a-vis the chotzer people, they don't have to throw anymore. That's already very close to their waist or whatever, their stomach, and therefore easy access. Lezebe Pesach. And similarly, if you're talking about people living on the Marpeses, it's for them also easy access, because once again, that's what Rashi said, Stam Marpeses loy givia tuva. It's not much higher than this mound. So it's also presumably within a range of easy accessibility. And what does it say in our Mishnah? That because it's lower than 10, that we give it to the Chotzer. It should go and say in the Mishnah that both have Lezeh B'Pesach or Lezeh B'Pesach. And for the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Av L'Chotzer. In other words, my L'Chotzer, what does the Mishnah mean by saying that if it's less than Poches Mikan, less than Tedvachim, we give it to the Chotzer people? It means we give it not only to the Marpeset people, but we give it also to the Chotzer people. And so now both of their rights are now interfering with each other. Mm. Like Rav learned. So therefore, Nishka Kasha on Rav. In fact, I'll show you that this is probably the right pshat. Let's continue on the Sefer. When did we say that we hand over the accessibility and the use to the Marpeset people if it's within 4 Tvachim of the Mufleges, if it's removed from the 4 Tvachim of the Marpeset, it's, for instance, in the middle of the Chotzer, even if it's 10 Tvachim tall, it goes Le Chotzer. Now, Poshe Pshat Le Chotzer means that the Chotzer people, they have the jurisdiction, they can use it on Shabbos. What does that mean, L'chotzer? Ilei me L'chotzer v'shori, do we mean exclusively to the Chotzer people? And therefore, it's mutter for them. Freiti Mora, amai, reshus de Trevayahu. After all, it should be the reshus of both of them. Why should it be the reshus of both of them? Because since it's still 10 tefachim from the ground, as far as the people that live in the Chotzer, it's lezeh bezrika. Now, this zrika is an upwards motion zrika, because they have to have it land on the top of the wall, on the top of the mound. Masha Engen, the people that are living in the Marpeses, it's taka true that they are 5, 6, 10 tvachim away. For them, it's also bizrika. How is it bizrika? Not a vertical zrika, but a horizontal zrika. Rashi calls it a zrika b'meshech. In other words, like you're being moishech, like making a meshicha. Here it's a horizontal zrika to go and reach the top. So now, to get to the top is very easy, because the people in the Marpeses are fairly close to the level of that mound. So they don't have to throw it upwards, but they do have to throw it horizontally to get there, because it's 5, 10 tvachim removed. It's in the middle of the chotzen. So Frank Dimora, why would it say there from the Mishnah that it goes to the chotzen people? It's equal rights for both. Zuk Dimora, Ilema lechotzer v'shori, amay v'shusa trevayhu. Both of them have to use a zrika. Elamay lechotzer, what it means is chotzer, av lechotzer v'shnei masurim. We have to say what it means in the Mishnah is that both osir. Hachanamay lechotzer, av lechotzer v'shnei masurim, shma mina. So bottom line is, we started off with what we thought was a convincing raya to Shmuel against Rav. So no, nish gefarlich, we can explain the Mishnah even according to Rav, just the same way.
Is this separated? Is the mound close to the Merkes? Or is it less than Dalas Vachim? How far away is in this case?
Which case are you referring to?
Where it's you have a tal and it's
Smucha is within four Tvachim.
Right. So is this case here where that they're bringing a proof
At the beginning of the Mishnah, is talking about that it was close. It was within four Tvachim.
Because if it would be not within ten Tvachim, it'd certainly go to the Chatzar.
If it's not 10 tvachim,
right? Then we should, isn't the Mishnah saying if it's not within 10 tvachim, I'm four tvachim of the merpeset, then it goes to the
chotzer
people. So here we're talking about a case where it is within four tvachim of the merpeset.
The Reish is talking about it was within four tvachim of the merpeset, and if it's 10 tvachim tall, then we give this mound, the tel, to the merpeset people.
Right.
If it's less than 10 tvachim, we give it to the chotzer people.
Right.
If it happens to be in the middle of the chotzer, it is removed from the marpesa by at least 4 plus tvachim. It's 5 tvachim away, 10 tvachim away. So the Mishnah says, and it goes to the chotzer people. Of course,
right.
They have easier access than the marpesa people. Says Gemara, that's not logical. Why is it not logical? Because for both of them, accessing the top of this mound is with difficulty. Or like the Gemara would say, bizrika. Why? Because the people down below in the chotzer, they still have that 10 tvachim high mound. The fact that it happens to be in the middle of the chotzer as opposed to close to the marpeset, that doesn't change the facts that if they want to use the top, they have to use rika to throw something up. The marpeset people, if it was within 4 tvachim, for them it would be like the Gemara called kipesach,
right.
That would be right next to them. And of course, they would get preference. However, since it's 4 removed, so they don't get the preference. So, fine. So, the Mishnah sounded, so who gets the preference? Now, the Chotzer people. Says, well, that doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because the Chotzer people, it's still difficult to go and access.
Well, no, I mean, it depends. If it's, it's a big Chotzer, and one is, and it's 5 yards from the repressive people,
mm-hmm.
They don't have access to it at all.
Maybe yeah, because it would be very far, too.
Very far, and so, I thought the Dalad Tvachim was absolute. In other words, if you go more than Dalad Tvachim, it's for sure the Chatzar people.
I thought
this is only talking about when you're. That's the one.
If you go back to the Mishnah, you see the very last three lines of the Mishnah. Bemed, Vamamurim, everything that we discussed until now, Besmucha.
Right.
Av Mufleges, Afilik Boye Tvachim, even it's 10 Tvachim tall, it goes the Chotzer.
Right.
Vezi Smucha, what's the definition of Smucha? Koshe Eina Rechoika Arbo Tvachim. If it's within 4 Tvachim, it's close to Marpeset. Anything beyond that is in the Chotzer.
Right.
And now the question is, when the Mishnah says that it goes to the Chotzer, does that mean that they have the exclusive right to use that wall? Unlikely. Why is it unlikely? Because the people that live inside the chotzer, they have to use zrika, and the people that are marpeset also have to use zrika. They have to do a vertical zrika to reach the top. Yeah. The marpeset people have to do horizontal zrika to go and reach the top. So they're both libizrika, zebizrika. What would be the halacha? Shnei and asurin. So why does it say lechotzer? You have to mean it. Lechotzer.
Right, and I'm asking on that. It doesn't seem logical because if it's 5 yards away from the merpeset.
Understood. And let me ask you a question. What happens if just like you're adding to the 4 tvachim and making it 5 yards? Now make this tel instead of just 10 tvachim tall. Make it 5 yards tall. So then it becomes that much more difficult for the Chotzer people, just like it's more difficult for the Marpeset people. So you have to keep everything in balance. You can't go and add 5 yards here and leave this as this puny 10th Vachem. You got to go and have Mount Everest or something. Right. It's got to be higher as well. So we're talking about a normal, regular case where it's... Exactly. So then it should be Shnei Masurim, and that's in fact the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah according to Rav, that since both of them have equal difficulty in their access, their Zrika Lamala, here Zrika the Meshech, parallel, horizontal, so then Shnei Masurim Shmamira. And now the Gemara basically repeats once again the same Raya to Shmuel and the same Kasha on Rav. Tanan, Vishtait Vait in the Mishnah. Chulia Sabor. You have a chulia sabor, which is 10 tvachim from the ground. V'hasela, and you have a large boulder. Shehein gavoyin asura. So then what's the din? Since it's 10 tall, the marpesis. And the marpesis people can go and use it. Bochus mikan, if it's only 9 or 8 tvachim, then it's for the chotzer people. It's basically the same case as the 10. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask momentarily, why do I have to have multiple cases? Anyway, again, while the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, the Gemara is assuming, like we had on the top line, that when we talked about the Marpeset people, we mean the B'nai Aliyah. And if they're B'nai Aliyah, then they happen to be on the third floor. If they're on the third floor, why do we automatically give it to the Marpeset people? They can only use that cellar or that Chulia Sabor Al Yedei Shilshul. The people that live inside the Chatzar can use it Al Yedei Zrika. So what happens if one can use Al Yedei Shilshul and one Al Yedei Zrika? According to Rav Shnei and Asurin. But that's not what we said in the Mishnah. We said that you give it to the Marpeset people. Is the Charayit to Shmuel that if one is Bezrik and one is Beshoshul, we give it to the Shoshul people rather than to the Zrika people? Amravuna, Loisanador me Marpeses. The premise of your question was incorrect. Not that the people live on the third floor and they can only access the top of this cella or chulia sabar through shilshul, but rather they lived on the marpeset level. The second floor was almost parallel to the top of the cella or the chulia sabar. Oh, so therefore it's lezeb pesach, or lezeb zrika. Then of course naturally we give it to the marpeset people because it's lezeb pesach. So basically the same discussion we had at the top of the up. But now the Gemara asks, Tenech Sela, Bar my Ikala Meimar. For Sela, I understand. Sela is going to remain the same height the entire Shabbos. If it was 10 Tvachim tall, it's going to stay 10 Tvachim tall. If it was 9, it's going to stay 9. So I can understand if you live in the Marpeset and you're on the top and you're trying to use the top of this Sela, so that it's Lezeh Bepesach U Lezeh Bezrika. That I understand. But Bar, to access the bar by definition is something that goes deep, and therefore, although the chulia sabar is taka protruding 10 tefachim from the ground, true, but what am I going to use the bar for? As the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, presumably for water. And if we're going to draw water, the water presumably is a little bit further down in the bar. So even if the chulia sabar at the very top is more or less parallel with the B'nai Marpeset people, but to have access and utility of the bar, they're going to have to use Beshoshul, even if they are on the Marpeset level. So, Ibazoi, there too I see, Leze Beshoshul, Uleze Bezrika, and we give it to the Marpeset people, Vaita Raita Shmuel, Akasha on Rav. It's talking about it goes all the way to the tippy top, all the way to the top. So therefore the Marpeset people, when they want to draw the water, they don't have to go and bend over Beshoshul. It's at the top of the Chulia Sabar. Easy access. And therefore no riot to our case, because we're not talking about Shoshul and Zrika, we're talking about Pesach, level with the Pesach guy, and the other one is Bizrika, so of course we give it to the Marpeset. It's very good at the beginning of Shabbos that the bar was full to capacity, but obviously if people are going to go and draw water over Shabbos, guess what's going to happen? V'chosra, the water is going to go down. Of course it could rain, but if it doesn't rain, it's going to go down. And if 3 people, and if 5 people, and if 10 people all use the water, it's going to go down. 1 tefach, and 3 tefachim, and 5 tefachim, and 10 tefachim. And eventually, the guys that are on the Marpeset, if they're going to want to access the water in this bar, it's going to be Lezeh B'Shilshul, they have to draw the water and have to bend over and throw the bucket down. And the other one would be Bizrika. In fact, it's Bizrika Ubishilshu. They first have to throw the bucket over the top of the Chulia Sabar, and then it's going to be lowered down below. So says the Gemara, in that case, this is Taka, a case of Shilshul and a case of Zrika, and therefore, Vaita, we can bring a Rai that we paskin like Shmuel and not like Rav, because we're giving the top of this Chulia Sabar and its contents to the Marpeset people. Every Markim in the Chimal Yesharia, Ki Chosra Nami Sharia. Since we started off Shabbos when it was full, even though it will decline and diminish over Shabbos, it's like similar to the Svar of Kivin Shehutra, Hutra, like we've had in the past. As long as it was kosher at the beginning of Shabbos, it continues to be kosher for the rest of Shabbos. Freitimar Adarabba, Kivin Lechi Chosra Asira, Kim Malia Nami Asira. All the other cases when we said Kivin Shehutra, Hutra, we didn't know that something adverse was going to happen later on in Shabbos. We didn't know, for instance, that the Lechi is going to fall down, the Koyder is going to fall down. Here we're talking about a situation of people drawing water. You and I know very, very well that the water is going to get lower and lower. And so therefore, Friday night, I should have my eyes on the fact that it's going to get lower, and therefore it should already be osur from the beginning of Shabbos to go and take from the upper waters, because eventually people are going to take from the lower waters, and according to Rav, Shnein Asurin. Elo Rabbi Yochabe Bar Malia Peirois Askinon. We're not talking about that it was full of water, it's full of Peirois. Okay, how does that change? Vachasri. If you're telling me people can go and use that bar full of Peirois, then just like they're going to use the water and it's going to go down on and level, same thing will be with the Peirois. Everybody will go and take two or three oranges and two or three apples, and guess what? After no time, it's going to go lower and lower and lower. It's going to be again lezeb shulshul, ulezeb is rika. Everything more, we're talking about a situation where all of the peyros were osur to eat. What? Why were they osur to eat? Betivla. We're talking about that they were tevel. Since they were tevel, you have nothing to worry about that people are going to draw those fruits out, and so therefore the level of this bor is going to remain intact for the entire Shabbos. Nobody's going to go and touch the tevel. Tevel, in fact, is muktzah, because you cannot go and be mesak in the tevel on Shabbos. Good. So therefore, we'll allow the marpeset people to go and use the bar. Not use the bar in terms of taking the fruit, but they can use the bar in terms of putting something on it. That would be okay. Why? Because it's close to them. It's not a shoshul zrika. It's a Pesach zrika. Since it's level with the marpeset people, it's higher than the chaser people. Lezeb Pesach. Well, the Zeb Zrika will give it to the Pesach people. So therefore, again, no kasha on Rav, because it's not a Shulshul versus Zrika case, it's a Pesach versus Zrika case. Says Yomar Tekanami, I'll bring you a Rai that that's what we're talking. Let's just finish 1 second. Tekanami Tetoni, Dumya Desela, because in fact it says in one breath, Chulia Sabor Vasela. Why does it have to say Bor Vasela? Just like Sela is not going to diminish in its size and its shape and its height throughout the Shabbos, unless there's an earthquake, chulila, or something like that, but under normal, natural circumstances, it's going to remain intact. Here too, the chulia sabar, with its contents, with its fillings of the peiros, is going to remain intact the whole Shabbos. It's not going to go down, and therefore we're going to give it all to the marpeset people, because they happen to be right next to it, as opposed to the chotzer people that have to do zrika to get to the top of it. Yes, sir?
The chotzer people have to do
zrika.
We're talking about a boar here.
We're talking about a chulia sabar. You see, the chulia sabar vasela givoyhim. Both the chulia and the sela are givoyhim. Meaning, the people that unearthed the bar took all of the earth and put it embankment around the bar, and they did it so high, just like the bar now is
right.
10 below,
right.
This embankment is now 10 high from the ground.
It's like a sela. That's
like a cellar. Like a cellar, exactly.
But the Gemara then wanted to say, but also the depth of the bore is included.
Fine, so this, before we get to that, the Gemara until now said, okay, I can understand initially when we started off Shabbos, the Chuliyas Abar at the top, and the water at the top, or the Peiris at the top, that's all very much level with the Marpeset people. So therefore it's Lezeva Pesach, they have easy access, and fine. But as time is going to go on, guess what's going to happen to the water and the Peiris? They're going to go down, 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 down. And eventually the people in the Marpeset will only be able to access it by Shilshul. They're either going to have to climb down, or they're going to have to send down a bucket to go and pick up the various foods, or either the water or the fruit. And so therefore, why are you telling me only on Friday night, even Shabbos Shalosh Udas, where now half of the bar is empty, it's the Zebe Shilshul, U Lezebe Zrika, no problem, we still give it to the Marpeset people, still, why? You shouldn't give it to the Marpeset people, according to Rav, it should be Shnehen Asurin. And for the more, we're talking about a situation with Saka Peiris of Tevel, that not one Peiri is going to be missing over the entire Shabbos, it's going to be always level to the very, very, very top. But had we been talking about chulin peiris, or we'd be talking about water, then eventually the water would go, the level of the fruit, or the level of the water would go lower and lower, and therefore it would be a zebishoshu to be able to access that fruit or that water. Zebishoshu uze bezrikim. Frank the Gemara.
Who does this peiris belong to? The people trying to access
this bar?
Yeah, or the water. Is it Hefter?
No, we're talking about a Choshe Mishpachah that belongs to both of them. It belongs to both them and to them. The question is...
They have access.
Yeah, there's no problems of Chas V'Shalom Gezel or anything like that. It belongs to both. Frank Dimori yet. V'lamin l'mis the bar, v'lamin l'mis the cellar. Why did the Mishnah have to give both a case of bar and cellar? Because after all, Chalitza bar is 10 tefachim tall, the cellar is 10 tefachim tall. Why do we have to be repetitive? The Ashmin Sela, when we say Sela, the Lekla Migzar, because by Sela, there's no reason why we should be Gozer. What should we be Gozer? Says Imar Abubar, Ligzar, maybe we should make Gzera, because Zimin Demalia Peiris Misukanen. Today, the case of our Mishnah is talking about it's full of Tevel. But next week, or in a month from now, either this bar or another bar might be full of regular Peiris Chulin. And people will assume, oh, I remember learning in the Mishnah, I remember learning in the Gemara, that as long as it's at the top, and then this one can use it, the Marpeset people can use it, and not the Chotzer people. Yeah, yeah, that's when it was Tevel. However, when it goes down, because it's Peiris Misukana, people are going to use it, it's going to be Lezeh B'Shulshul, Ulzeh B'Zrika, and therefore Rav holds it'll be both the Yasser. So I would think we should be Gozer in all cases, even the case of Tevel, or to the case of Peiris Misukana. So that's why you have to have both cases in the Mishnah.
Say just Peiris, what do you think? Even then, say Peiris. If Peiris is considered a good.
And then there's only have the case of the bar and don't talk about the case of the cellar.
Exactly.
Oh, so Rashi asks your question. And Rashi says that the Gemara knew for a fact that you have to have a cellar to be able to identify and qualify the contents of the bar. Because without the whole reason why we were able to say that this is bar is mole tevel, the Gemara says, De kanami diktoni dumya de cellar. Sela means just like Sela is Mukta, you have no use for it on Shabbos, it's Mukta. Same thing is, the Peiris Shel Tevel are also Mukta. And just like the Sela won't diminish in size, the Tevel won't diminish in size. However, if we wouldn't say the word Sela, then I would think that this bar is full of water, or full of Peiris Misukanim. So I had to have the Sela. The only question is, what do I need the bar for? That's how Rashi explains it, if you want to see the Rashi. You see Rashi, V'lomli L'misna, five lines before the wide lines. Says Rashi, Travayu hoyu ubetivla mukmisla. What do I have to have both cases since I say we're talking about Tevel? Vishlami amris bibor mayim kamer. If it was talking about water, it's still bor lashminan. The avagav de bishulshul hu lebnei marpes says, even though it goes lower and lower as the water goes lower. Filachle gavi chotin de sheshmisha bezrika nachas choshele de shulshul marpes. Elahash de bor beselish name tash mishton al gavon. Nothing is going to be reduced because both the cellar, we're talking on top of the cellar, and the bar, we're talking on top of the bar because the payers are there till the end, till the top. You can't use inside, only from the outside. It's Trevai Lomeli. Listening cellar, but listening bar. Hoil the soif soif kedumia de cell boys leukmi. Okay, so now is your kashim, Andy. Nehi de bar below cellar le motzi le misti. Bar alone without cellar, which was your kasha, you can't say that. Then you can't have a minib bar stam k'omar. That would think a regular, what is a normal bar? A regular normal bar is full of water, not full of tevel peiros. Lach yitzrich cellar le gluya ale. The betivla askinon, that we're talking about tevel. So I needed the cellar to be megala, the quality of the bar. But Ela Sela B'loi Bor Lisni. Let us just have Sela without the Bor. Why do I have to talk about a mound of Tevel Dika Peiris inside this Chulias and Bor? Just talk about the Sela and finished. Was somebody clapping Hashan? It's outside. Clap to clap. Okay, anyway, so you see that Rashi, you're Mechabit to Rashi's Kasha, Zeya Shain Mendi Shkoich. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, is Toshima. Again, we're with the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. So let's begin right from a Brisa. Anchi Chotz Ancheli. Oh, no, we're no longer talking about Anchi Marpeses. Anchi Chotz Ancheli, third floor. Shishok for the Irvo, they didn't go and make an Erev together. Anchi Chotz Mishtamshin Ba'asora Hatachtoinim. For Anchi Aliyah Mishtamshin Ba'asora Ho Elyoinim. What does this mean? We have a koisel that divides between the chotzer on one side and the anshe aliyah on the other side. And as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, the height of this wall was either 19 or 20 or 21 tfochim, as we'll see in a moment. Now, it says that the chotzer people, they're obviously closer to the bottom of the wall. The bnei aliyah are closer to the top of the wall. So the bottom of the wall will be used by the people down below in the chatzar. The top of the wall would be used by the people up above in the aliyah. Now, how do you use the side of a wall? As the Gemara is going to explain, we're talking about a ziz. A ziz is a ledge which is sticking out of the wall. And on that ledge, you can go and put down pots and pans and food and your jackets and your hats and your coats, etc.
Big ledge.
Okay, well, depending on the size of the ledge. If it's a small ledge and only one person, if it's a big ledge and 12 people, whatever. So the Gemara tells us that Ketzad, Ziz yoitzman akoisel amatim yasara. If it's a ledge sticking out from the bottom of the wall within 10 tvachim from the ground, so then that's the chotzer people use it. If it's a malam yasara, so then the chotzer people couldn't use it, then laliyah will be for the aliyah people, on presumably on the other side. I mean, the people on this side couldn't use the other side anyway, because it's on the other side. We're just talking about in trying to dramatize the difference between below and above. Below 10 would go to the chotzer, above the 10 would go to the bnei aliyah. Now that's the end of the brisa. And now the Gemara is medayik. What about how the beni beni? What would happen if you have something smack in the middle? In other words, let's assume it's 21 tefachim tall. The bottom 10 tefachim, there's a ledge that goes to the chatzim people. The top 10 tefachim goes to the bnei aliyah people. What about that one tefach in between? Says the Gemara, the beni beni, the would be us. The would be prohibited. Why? Like Rav. The Rav says that since for one side it's going to be Beshoshal, for the guys up above in the Aliyah to go and use that ledge, they have to go down 11 Tvachim. For the people in the Chotzer, they have to go up 11 Tvachim, right? Because it's at the 11 Tvachim line in between the 10 below and the 10 above. Oh, I think it's Chosin Sosin. Is the Charai to Rav, Akasha on Shmuel.
You're talking about a ledge, so it was maybe 30 Tvachim all together, and there's a 10 tvachim gap with ledge.
You can make a 30 tvachim, but you can make it as simple as 21.
Right,
so the 10 below, that's to the chatzim people. Right. 10 above goes to the aliyah people.
The in between.
And that one right. In between, that belongs to both of them.
It's called no man's land.
No man's land. And therefore, because it's no man's land, beni beni is also. Right. Because if it would be mutter to either the top one or to the bottom one, then it should say, not only if it's lower than 10 or higher, but even if it's 11 and 12, it goes to either the chatzim people or the people above. Since it doesn't address that issue, say it's close, if it's in the middle, it would be beni beni is also. It's a charai to Rav, Akasha on Shmuel. Amram Nachman, so Rach Nachman takes the easy way out, if you will. It's only 19 tall. So you cannot make a diuk if it would be, because it is only 19. And therefore, Zizze Yoitzim Imenu Lamata Miyasara, Leze BePesach or Leze BeShoshul. If it happens to be lower than 10, then the guys in the Chotzer have Leze BePesach. It's waist height or whatever to them. For the people in Bnei Aliyah, it would be Shoshul. They would have to go and lower their kalim to get to it, or they'd have to come down. If it's Lamal Meyasar, Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Zrika. Oh, so very simple. But like Rashi says, four lines from the bottom, because the Tisha Osir Skin, the Lekha Beni Beni. There is no Beni Beni case. What would be the case in Beni Beni? I don't know. Then you'd have to have another Brisa, either like Rav or like Shmuel. But from this Brisa, you have no Raya, because there was no Beni Beni. Therefore, it's either to the top guys or to the bottom guys. We don't have a middle case. But let's go and bring a Raya from another case. Toshima. Shtei gizustrois zu lemala mizu. Gizustrois are balconies. But these balconies had a very, very specific, very important purpose. Because these balconies, they went out over the ocean or over the river. It was very, very scenic, Rabbi Sai. And in the good old days, you probably paid a fortune for such things. Nowadays, you probably pay much less because the insurance companies don't want to give you insurance because of Hurricane Sandy, etc., etc. But anyway, you have these two balconies which are over the water, and they want to be able to go and draw water on Shabbos. Now, the balcony may be 50 feet higher than the water. Nevertheless, the Chacham said there is a principle, mechitza tluya means mechitzas which are hanging down. And here, the hanging down mechitzas don't even have to be full-fledged mechitzas, like all the way down. We're going to use the principle of good asik mechitza, which means that as long as we start it over the mechitza, we will allow for the mechitzas virtually to go down to the water. And how are you going to get the water up from down below? In the balcony, right in the middle, there's going to be a big, big hole, and that hole is going to be at least 4x4. And around the balcony, there's going to have to be a marker, if you will, a fence, which is at least 10 tzvachim tall. So now I have a private rishus yochid. By the fact that this hole is 4x4 with a fence around it by 10, normally we wouldn't be able to go and draw water from down below, because normally water has a status of a karmelis. How can you take from a karmelis to rishus yochid? But again, like Brother Shai was telling us, Kal hushe kilu chachomim b'mayim shemachitza taluya materes ben. The chacham said, it's okay. Since mayim is so necessary to human life and human existence, we make a special kula, and therefore, even though we don't have any real mechitzos, we look at virtual mechitzos going all the way down from these balconies all the way down to the water. Good. Now, when we say shtekus destroy zulam al mizu, Rashi points out, we don't mean that they were one mamish on top of the other, but rather they were staggered, if you will. One was a little bit to the right, and one was a little bit to the left. Because otherwise, if there would be one on top of the other, it would mean that the people on top to go and draw would have to go and draw through the upper and then through the lower one down below. That's not our case. We're talking about that either one of the two did it, as we'll see on Shabbos, as we'll see in a moment. So you have the Shtekus Destroy Zulam Al Mizu. One is a little bit more to the right, one is more to the left, one is a little bit higher, one is a little bit lower. Asul El Yoyne, if they made all the preparations, which means that they made the hole in the top balcony, and they made the 4x4, and they had the wall around it. But they didn't do it for the lower balcony. I would have thought, well, the Elyona people who live Elyona, you know, it's their apartment, it's their house, you know, they can use the mechitzas tluyas. What does the tachtoina have to do with this? And of course it's talking about that the gezustra belongs to both of them, both the ones on top and the ones down below. Because if in fact this is private property, Tachtoina people, you want to go and draw water? Make your own pulley system and make your own hole and make your own mechitzas. So it's talking about that the gezustras belong to both of them. Anyway, so Sheikhus draws the Lamal Yizu, Osel El Yoyna, they made the El Yoyn into a proper drawing station to bring up the water. But not the lower one. Shteyan Asuris Achiyarvu. Neither the Elyoina people nor the Tachtoina people can use it until they make an Erev. Now, what are we talking about? What does it have to do with us? So Rashi explains that the people that live on the Elyoina to get the water down, they have to use Shoshul. They have to go and lower the bucket down. The people that are in the lower Gezustra, they have to take the bucket, throw it up, and then get over the wall of the Elyoina, and then have it go down the hole down below. So they have to do both a zrika and a shulshul. Says the Braisa, lezeh b'shulshul, ulezeh b'zrika b'shulshul, shtehen hasures. Now, ma'alach shtehen hasures is Rashi, in a case where one has the benefit of shulshul, and the other has the benefit of, or the disadvantage of zrika and shulshul, we say that they're both on the same level, that they both interfere with each other and they cause it to be aser. Al achas kama v'kama. If it's only lezeh b'shoshul or lezeh b'zrika, then certainly we would hold that shtein asurais, because now we're already making it a little bit easier. So even if the two are not that far apart, so we don't have to make major zrikas, but nevertheless, lezeh b'zrika or lezeh b'shoshul, vozok mendo that shteyen asurais. That's what it says, shteyen asurais. Is v'choyerai to Rav, a kasha on Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, it's much easier for the Elyona people to just lower the bucket down. That's just shushul. It's the Tachtoina people that have to do a double act. They have to go and throw the bucket up, and then they have to have the bucket go down. Shoy? So according to Shmuel, it's certainly lezeh bekal, or lezeh benachas, or lezeh bekosher. We should go and give it to the Elyona people, but it doesn't say that Yishtina Surah is a charai to Rav. Oh, we left out one important nekuda, and that is the Bnei Tachtoina didn't throw up their bucket. They had, in fact, a sulam mutzav arza v'roishem agia to the other gizostra, and they were able to go and walk from the bottom one to the upper one. Oh, so once they walk up, guess what? Now everybody is up in the Elyoina, both the Elyoina people and the Tachtoina people. Now, of course, it's Shnei Nasurais, because both of them have the same accessibility, both Bishoshul. And when we said that both of them are Bishoshul, we've had the Gemara and the Amid Beis, when we started, Shnei Masurais.
They must have been in good shape there, going up and down.
I guess so. They better have had good staircases and good ladders. They didn't have to worry about all this. After all, you fall down, you plunge all the way down the water. Okay, anyway, Zok the Gemara, that's the easy answer, Vada Barava. Abaye gives a slightly more complicated answer. Why do I say it's more complicated? Because it's a new notion that we haven't had before. It's a chidush. Abaye Omer ki goin dekaimen betoich asore da'adodi. It's talking about that the two gizustroys were very close to one another, both vertically and horizontally, within the same ten tvachim. And therefore, as we'll see in Rashi in a moment, it's no longer a question for them it's easier and for them it's more difficult. That is a discussion if you're talking about two separate reshuyois and you have this no man's land in the middle in the form of a koisel or a sela or a chulias habor or whatever. Here we're talking about a situation where the two reshuyois are really one reshus. They are so close together within the ten tvachim, both in height and in proximity, parallel, it's considered to be one reshus. And therefore, all the rules that we've been talking about from the first moment of today's shir, that lezeh bepesach, lezeh bepesach, lezeh benachas, lezeh bekosha, and lezeh beshulshul, and lezeh bezrika, none of that applies. Because that only applies if you're talking about two separate reshuyois, and you have this no man's land in the middle, and you want to go and allocate access to one or the other. So then you start kratzing, and you start saying, well, is it bepesach, is it beshulshul, is it bezrika? Abaye says these two are so close together that they're deemed to be one rishus. And once they're one rishus, none of these rules of lezeh bepesach or lezeh beshoshul or lezeh bezrika apply. V'loy mi boya ka'amah. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, or the Brice is telling us, "Let me buy you also the tachtoina, fully also the elyoina dasiri." Not only in a case where they made the hole for the bottom one and didn't do it for the upper one, that it's also for the two to use it. The kim de begav yud the hadodi kaimen asur hadodi, since they happen to be so close to one another, it's one rishus, and therefore they interfere with one another. Of course, they could always make an Erev together. We're talking about that they didn't make an Erev. Since they didn't make an Erev, it's all one Rishus. One Rishus, you gotta make an Erev. Ela afilo osel yoinu v'li osel tachtoina. So kadai tachamina. Kimen de lezeh benachas ulezeh bekosha. Since it's obviously much easier for the Elyoina people to go and lower the bucket down, as opposed to the people which are on the tachtoina, that have to both throw up and then let it go down. So then I would think, since the two are within close proximity of ten tvachim, asran adodi, each one asers on the other. Where do we see this chat? Let's take a quick look at the Rashi's second wide line, the middle wide line, not all the way in the bottom. Middle wide line says Rashi, you're going to kaimi begoy asar adodi. The avagav dakat lezeh bekosh lezeh menachas. So even though for the elyoin it's still menachas because it's just shulshul, the guys down below they have to throw. Sheesh mikzas rika im ashulshul. The other mishmul liel the chalutz mishmul lezeh menachas, and the other one noisel menachas. Says Rashi loy tikshi. Says Abaye the time of the hochel la mishum tashmish. We abandon all of that discussion. El mishum. The kibin the begoy asura dadori kayomen, since the two gizestroys are so close to one another, ain rishus lishus lezu beloy zu. There's no such thing as Chotzer Aleph and Chotzer Beis, and a wall in between, a mound in between, a charitz in between, a cellar. No, no, no. They're both considered to be one. Ein ishus shlishis lu b'loizu. V'afil l'zeb b'pesach l'zeb b'zrika. Shein chilak rishus b'neim. That's the key over here. That there is no third no man's land in between. V'chi amrin in rishus shlishis asmucha l'shtay. L'zeb b'nachas l'zeb b'kosha. Nit l'zeb b'nachas. When did we come up with that rule on the Amud Aleph and previously on the Amud Beis? Hanimi l'hechad the Beis rishus chalukois. Begoiva yud, going chot valia, going bechatesh of dollars, you begoiva, kake isan, I'm a chitza sara by name, I chrit. Any one of these cases, you have three separate rishuyais. You have the chotzer on one side, the bnei ali on the other side. You have the chotzer on one side, and you have the bnei charitz on the other side. It's all talking about two different rishuyais. And in between, you got your koisel, your sela, your charitz, your chulia sabar, etc. Then you can go and start talking about it's easier for him, it's easier for them. But here we're saying the two balconies are so close together, it's not two separate rishuyos and something in between. It's really merged into what? Once they merge into one, unless they make an Erev, it's like a common chotzer that you cannot use it unless you are ma'arev together. And the Gemara brings a raya. Back to the Gemara, six lines from the bottom. Ki hodi omer Rav Nachman omer Shmuel. Gaga somach l'rishus Rav. Most of the time, you wouldn't find a gag close to Rishu Saram, because usually the gag of a house would be close to a chotzer. After you finish the chotzer, you get to your mavo. After you get to your mavo, you get to Rishu Saram. But this was one of those rare situations where you had a house that didn't have a chotzer. So it was a gag that was close to Rishu Saram. Tzorach Sulam. Now, it's also talking about a case where the gag of this house was lower than you would normally anticipate, right? If we walked here in the street, we would try to reach the roof of, even of a townhouse, it'd be very, very, very difficult because it's obviously much higher. Here we're talking about the gag was very samuch to the people down below in the Rishus Rabin, both horizontally and vertically, because once again we're talking about that it was a subterranean type of apartment, like a basement type of apartment.
I know. You know, you have all these levels, higher, higher, higher.
Uh-huh.
Cut into the wall. It's easy. You go out on one side, you're at the street level, the other, you got to go down.
And the reason for that is because it says in the Pasuk, Yerushalayim Horim Savivla. Yerushalayim is built on Horim, on mountains. And that's why one side of the house is tacked on the top of the mountain, the other side is a little bit lower. You're 100% right. There are numerous houses in Yerushalayim where, depending on the entrance on one side, then you live on the first floor, and if you come to the entrance to the other side, you're in the third floor. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so you have Gag HaSamach L'Shisra. Tzorach Sulam Kavua Lehetirai. Meaning that without the sulam, the people in Rishus Rabim feel that they have equal access to the gag as the people that live in this building or that live on the terrace level, on the marpeset level, because since the gag is so low, as you've just explained in Yerushalayim so beautifully, so each one can go and use it. If the homeowners want to have the exclusive right to use it, then what they have to do is they have to build a sulam kavua lehateray, because by building that sulam kavua, they're saying, chevra, this gag is ours, it's not yours. We're using it, and we have the exclusive right, and that's why we have built in these staircases, and we're going to use it, and not you. See, Mars Madaik from the Salach of Shmuel. Sulam kavua in sulam aroila. It's got to be a kavua deka sulam that is embedded, it's in cement, it's there. Not a temporary thing in and out. Why my time? La mishem de kimen de betoich asura da dodi kaimi asura dodi. Oh, it's like the two gizus tries. Since the Rishus Ram people have such easy access to the gag as the people that live in the house on the marpeses, so then they would asur one another to be able to take away the isur on one another. That's why you have the sulam kavua, that you establish exclusive rights to go and use this gag. The Choyra Abaya has a raya from this halacha of Rav Nachman on Meshmul. So, Maskel Rapapa, Abaya, I don't see the raya. The Dilmikish Rabbi Mekatfen Olah becomes of the Sudra. Maybe the reason why you have to have the Sulam Kavua is not because they have this new status with Toich Asura, the Hadodi Kaimi, but rather the reason is because, like your normal standard case of having, for instance, we've had numerous times, if you have an umud between the Rishus Rabim and the Rishus HaYochid, and Rabim Mekatfen Olav, it could very well be that the Rabim of the Rishus Rabim, they would be Mekatif on this Gag, but Kumsa Vesudra. Kumsa Vesudra, says Rashi, means by putting on it their hats and their scarves. In other words, their outer clothing. Why would a person go to put his hat and his outer clothing on this Gog on Shabbos? Says Rashi, talking about that it's very, very hot, and they want to cool off a little bit and get a little bit of a breeze. You see, if you look at the Rashi down below, the third Y line, the Kumsa of the Sudra, Shiragilin Losis Ola Bechol, throughout the week, when people would pass by, they would put koivin, they would put their hats, umafoyres, their shawls, their scarves, Tashvish Noyach Vahoganu. This is, you know, typical of him. Lamasi Kalkazet. We're not talking about putting on, you know, 50 pounds, a box of 50 pounds of potatoes. We're just talking about you put your hat there. Vavvish and Roy Lahem Likituf Masui Kaved, to go from the Shisarabim and to use the Gog for a heavy load. That would not be roy. In other words, that would be difficult to extend it higher. Yeah? However, Tisha Chaz Likituf of Yudloi, Hani Mil Lamasi Kaved. It is roy. People are tired and they are hot during the summer months. They go and remove the hats and their sudr, their scarves or whatever, and they would put it on that gag until there would be a little bit of a draft that cools off both the individual and these hat, koiva and sudr, and then they would put it back on. Hilkach Asri Alayu. So it has nothing to do with the fact that they happen to be in the close proximity that become one rishus, like Abayu was saying, but rather that both of them, it's like your traditional pshat that we had until now. You had two rishuyos, the Bnei Marpesa people and the Bnei Rishus Aram people. For each one of them, they had a Pesach Lezeh or Pesach Lezeh, because even for the Rishus Aram, it was easy for them to go and hang their hats on the top of that gag since it was so low. Oh, that's why. But it has nothing to do with Nishkaraya, to the new theory of Abaya, that when you have two Rishuyas, which one next to each other, you don't say we have three Rishuyas, but you say we have one combined Rishus, and that's why they have to be Ma'ariv, otherwise it would be Osir Zeh Al Zeh.
How do they have access to the roof? This is a Rishus Yachid. How are these Rishus Rabban people putting their stuff there? This is no trespassing.
You're asking a choshe mishpat question.
Well, not even a choshe mishpat. I mean, just because it's also a Shabbos issue. If it's a rishus yachid, there was when we had that the rabbi Mekatev Alav. We're talking about. I think that was a makom patur. Was that not? Was it less than dollars?
You don't need to come on to that.
Okay.
Here you're talking about that the people in rishus rabbim are within the 10, or even if it's 10 tall. All they're doing is they're not going and be moitzim rishus to rishus. They're just putting it down and then putting it back on. Putting it down. That's not considered to be. I guess if we 10 tefachim, maybe you're saying we'll be akhir vanacha. So make it 9 tefachim, then we don't have the problem. Rashi said, taka tisha, chaz lekituf, av yudloi. So it's taka 9 tefachim from the ground. So therefore, it would be batel to Rishus HaRabim, and then they can go and just take, and they're not carrying it 4 tefachim.
If I'm going into a chat, going inside a chatzer a little bit, it's you're going to a different Rishus to Rishus.
But there's no chatzer over here. Here the Rishus HaRabim people are walking adjacent to this building. And the building, since it's low-lying, as you pointed out, in Harnof, it's lower on one side or the other side, so they have easy access to put something on top of the Gag. That Gag was right next to Rishus HaRabim, nine tefachim from the ground. They put it on top of the Gag, and since they're not being carrying 4 Amis, they're just taking it off, putting it down, then they're saying it's Shikot Vatoira, and then they are thinking about the Daf, and then they put it back on again, so there was no Akir Vanocha, and there was no 4 tefachim, and no problem, no 4 Amis.
So
okay.
It can go from Rishus to Rishus.
Not really, it's part of the same Rishus. If it's the Gag is in Rishus HaRabim, and it's only 9 tall, it has the same status as Rishus HaRabim itself.
And that's what I was unclear about, because we think it would have a Rishus Yachid din, no matter what.
It would be 10 tefachim tall. If it's only 9, that's why we had talked in the earlier cases. If it's only 9, then Rabim Mekatan, both Rishus HaRabim and Rishus Yachid, just make sure not to switch. Right?
Maybe see David Rishus HaRabim on month or something.
Okay. Anybody say any questions?
Well, there's a lot to cover.
Hearing none, Mietzshem, tomorrow we start at 7:45, and it should be fairly punctual, because we're back to regular Zmanim in Mietzshem, 20 to 7 davening, 7:45, more or less, and Mietzshem should be learning. Have a wonderful day. Baruch HaBatzlocha. Barry, feel better. Be well. Hatzlocha, everyone.
Amen. Thank you.